Okay, so tell me, how are you?
Right. Well, think I just feel this morning quite sad, like deeply sad. It's sort of seeing myself in my mind's eye, a bit sort of sort of downtrodden and cast aside and discarded, and I drove into Mullumbimby today to swim laps, and I just, because there's a lot of people, that's where all the wedding and everything going on, and I felt humiliated as well. I was like, wow, this is interesting, and now I'm feeling like humiliated.
Right.
Yeah, so there's kind of a few, there's lots of emotions moving around through me.
Okay. So let's look at humiliation.
Okay.
What does that feel like? Did that come with thoughts, or what was your experience when you recognized you felt humiliated?
Well, I just felt like when I was driving into town, like it's an odd experience to go through. And I was just driving into town. I just wanted to stay really private. I didn't want anyone to see me, I think, because I've got a lot of pain going on. I think actually, well, I'm talking about the humiliation. It's more like, does anyone care how the mother of those children feels at this point? Like, I don't know. I don't know. There's so much. So I just felt like, kind of like I was being punished because I didn't do my marriage very well. So now, because Craig's had the love of his life and the big marriage and the wedding and la la la, and I haven't. I don't know if that
Right,
makes sense.
yeah. So there's this experience that when our ex-partner moves on, that it's however that comes to play, like if they find love and they get married, it's kind of a scorekeeping thing that, well, if they're doing well in one area that I'm not, it kind of proving something about me or about our marriage or, about the past.
It's like, it's almost like, well, I mean, I know these are all crazy thoughts that are just, but I'm just talking to them because they're just there. It's sort of like, well, if I had been the one that had been treated badly, then, then maybe I'd be the one who'd been getting married. And it's twisted, but it's just kind of, it's just all mincing around in me, and I've been really feeling it in my body, like feeling like my throat's constricted and, my chest is constricted and just being a bit scared about what, where I could go with this, because it feels big, it feels like there's a whole lot of people supporting Craig, and I just kind of, I don't know, I just really have a sense of just being discarded. That even the boys now have a stepmother, and I don't know, it's just painful, Melanie.
Yeah, I understand. And what you need to trust is that these feelings that you're having are an opportunity for you.
Okay.
Okay? So stay with your feelings. Be kind to yourself by breathing into them. Okay? So don't try to squash them because that's like a constriction for you. Right? So just Stay with those feelings. You said that if you were the one that had been badly treated, what did that mean to you? Did that mean that you felt you had treated him badly?
No, it's almost just like, well, the one who was the naughtiest gets the most punishment, and the one who is better gets to live, you know, the good life, the socially accepted life, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because marriage just seems like such a public declaration that you're okay and that you're in love and that everything in the past is now gone, and, you know, and I somehow feel like, well, I'm in a way feel like I've been left holding all the unresolved, because Craig has so much unresolved stuff around it. I mean, he can't even look at me or smile at me, you know, and I guess I feel kind of, I'm just feeling really sorry for myself.
Mm-hmm. Right. But more than sorry for yourself, you're feeling what's unresolved.
Yeah.
Right? And on top of that, you're judging yourself for being like the one that's unresolved, even though you're saying, no, he's unresolved too, but it's looking like everything's been, you know, shined over in his happiness. Yeah. But let's stay with what's unresolved for you, because that's what matters for you.
Yeah.
Right? And you're judging yourself quite severely for that, because you're feeling left behind, you know, you're feeling that somehow he was able to, you know, springboard into something, you know, a very happy day in his life, a very happy time in his life, and here you are with, you know, confronted with all of these feelings. And then that's why you're feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, and I feel I should have been through this by now. Like, I've done, you know, psychotherapy for 3 years. I've worked really hard. And then I'm like, then I'm even going back to, like, the beginning of our marriage, when he would go to Sydney and sleep in the same bed as his old girlfriend. And at the time, I didn't know how to handle that, but it's only now I'm like, wow, that was painful, and I didn't want it to happen, but at the time I didn't know. I just wasn't strong enough. I didn't really clock what was going on or how it was affecting me. I was removed from myself somehow, you know.
Right.
So even things like that, I'm like, wow, that's like, that was the start of my marriage that thing happened. And I've been aware that it was horrible and uncomfortable, and I expressed that to him at the time, but he did it regardless. So, I mean, I'm not blaming or making him wrong in this. I'm just, this is what the situation was. But even that came up for me in this, you know, in the last couple of days, just how much pain that caused me and how unsafe I felt.
Right. So all of these things are coming up for you now in the face of his getting married again, and that's a gift for you. Mm-hmm. It's a gift for you because it's forcing, you know, all of this up for you so that you can reevaluate it, so that you can recognize deeper levels of feeling and heal some deep hurt that you haven't yet been able to heal. And meanwhile, you're judging yourself for still needing to do that. Right? So you're beating yourself up for still needing to do that, and you're comparing yourself on this day to, you know, where he is, where he's not having to think about any of those things. He's focused on all the happiness that he's experiencing right now.
Yeah.
So you need to kind of find a whole mountain of compassion for yourself, and also a recognition that this is an opportunity for you. You know, not every day of your life will your ex-husband get married. Right? It's a big thing. And it's a big force to bring up all of these feelings and to, you know, have a new look from a new vantage point that you've never had this particular vantage point. There's something about him moving on that creates a kind of space for you to look back and see things from another perspective.
Yeah. And I don't want to say, Naomi, also yesterday, I had a beautiful day yesterday, I have to say. I don't know what happened. I just had a beautiful, easy day with friends and drinking tea. And, you know, there was moments where I was just observing that there was a bit of pain. But actually yesterday I had this some really strong emotions around being liberated and that something was finished and complete and, you know, just a sense of that I've been in a really difficult place for 15 years with all of this. And I could see that I could feel how it would be to not have this weight, you know, that I had moments of that yesterday too where, you know, I just want to acknowledge those as well, because I can be a bit like boo-hoo about the whole thing, but also, yeah, like a contract breaking, you know, and also in myself, like breaking contracts with all that old habitual stuff. So there was some, you know, yesterday there was some moments of just feeling really like just alive and open and liberated and really okay as well.
Right. And the thing that we need to recognize is that that's wonderful and it's real. But it's easier for us to celebrate that, right? It's easy for us to accept that. Oh, look at me, I'm feeling liberated. There's something new coming to me from this, and it's a relief. I'm turning a page too here. But that's easier to embrace than what you're experiencing today, which is, you know, memories from even the beginning of your marriage and, you know, all of these churning emotions. That's difficult for us to embrace. And sometimes we also think that, you know, like one negates the other. Oh, well, if that liberated feeling was real, I wouldn't need to have any of these feelings today.
Yeah.
And then we feel badly about ourselves. You know, I wanted to be liberated, but I'm not. I'm still trapped by all these feelings. And so we tend to think that, you know, we get to have, you know, one set of feelings, and we don't get to have conflicting sets of feelings, or seemingly conflicting sets of feelings. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of judgments about our feelings, and we have a lot of ways in which we make evaluations. I guess it's the same thing as judgments, but it's kind of like there's so many stipulations for us about our own feelings. And what we can do by embracing all of the feelings as our own way of working through the things in life, you know, that we're challenged by and that life is presenting for us to grow through and find our way through, is that we can see, okay, I'm going through this big experience. I started yesterday with this feeling of liberation that took me to this next place of feeling on another level, in another way, those things that I need to address to realize this liberation on a more encompassing level.
Mm.
Right? Do you see what I'm saying? That it's not one or the other. It's all connected. That you're going through a change because of the change that he's going through. Because it relates on a very deep emotional level to the fact that you were married to this man and you divorced this man. And there are things that you need to learn from all of that are, you know, it's what your life has given you, right? Mm. Is this work. This is part of who you are and part of your evolution as a person. And it's no small task.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just feels massive. I'm just like, oh, I mean, how much longer?
Yeah, yeah.
Get me out of here.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So given that, let's have a look at what's coming up for you, because this is where, you know, there's so much opportunity for you. Let's look at those feelings that you really wish weren't there, that are uncomfortable for you. Right? Because that's where you really need to heal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I just feel really angry. There's so much. I just feel so fucking angry. I'm scared to let it out. That's what it basically comes down to. Just all the other things I think about are just like, that just always leads back to feeling just so ripped off and uncared for and judged, and, you know, that my side of the story hasn't been told, you know, and it's just carrying the burden of the truth of you know, the difficultness of that, the difficulties that that relationship had, you know.
Okay. So claim it now. So
yeah.
Speak about yourself. I found it so difficult.
I found that marriage so difficult from the very beginning to the very end, and I feel so sad that I had put myself through such a massive experience, and I just wanted to keep it together because I was doing happy families and had the kids, and I just really tried so hard, and it just... I felt it just never worked, and I'm really sad, and I feel remorse around that, and I feel pissed off that it was so hard and that it didn't work. I feel pissed off that I didn't have more guidance going into it, and
okay, and what do you regret the most?
That I married him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do. It was just it was just wrong almost from the beginning. I knew that, and I just kind of kept rolling with it. And I don't know why I did that, but I knew from the beginning. I knew when I drove home from the church, I knew it wasn't, there was something not right.
Okay. So I want you to consider this. Like, if I endow you right now with magical powers. And you can go back to one point in time.
Yeah.
And rescue yourself. Which moment do you choose?
I've got the moment, shall I tell you?
Yes.
So the house that I live in now, I wanted to buy a house, and Craig said, oh, let's buy a house together. And I said, all right. So we were standing out on the grass. I'm looking at the spot right now, and he looks at me. He goes, this is the house. Let's do this. Do you want to do this with me? And I said, yes. And I wish I'd said no. Or I wish I'd said I need time to think about it. Anything but yes.
Okay.
And but then I feel sad when I say that, because then I've got kids, you know, really great kids that I had with this man.
Right. Okay. So we don't need to be as logical as that, because what we're going to do right now has a real purpose, and it's about your healing. So let's just assume that you can have your children.
Okay.
You're not going to wish them into oblivion, right? You have all of these magical powers. So you can have your children.
Yeah.
Just exactly who they are.
Okay.
But you don't have to go through with this.
Yeah.
So I want you to think really carefully about who you were in that moment and what it was that caused you to say yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I really want you to reflect so that you can understand this person that you were. Because we are now going to go and visit that person that you were in that moment.
Okay.
And you need to understand her so that you can rescue her.
Yeah.
Okay. And what we're going to do is we're going to go back in time and visit her right there and then and do an intervention.
Okay.
Now you are endowed with magical powers, so you can bring anything at all in your toolbox with you to do this intervention, anything that your imagination can come up with.
Okay.
So there's going to be you in the past, just as you were.
Yeah.
And you in the present, now a magical being that is on a rescue mission. That can do anything that you can dream up to make this moment the way you want it to be. Okay? So picture very clearly your past self standing there, looking at the house. Just about to say yes.
Yeah.
And now we arrive right there on the site.
Yeah.
And you have at your disposal absolutely anything that you need to make an intervention. So what do you think is the first thing you need to do?
I think I can say no. I can say no, I'm not ready. I need more time to think about this or to feel into or just spend time with you, because I don't really know you. That's the first thing.
Right, but what would it take for her to say that rather than yes?
Well, yeah, she would actually trust herself. She would trust that she's a powerful woman, that she can trust that her gut is speaking to her, that she would just trust herself. She wouldn't feel so, I need this man because he's going to make everything okay for me, and look how fast he finds the house, and just being enamored with that. It's like, you know, it's okay for me to take my time.
Okay, so this has to do with trusting yourself.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. It has to do with trusting your intuition and also just trusting your own power to create things in your life.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Because you were projecting some of that onto him, right? Yeah. You were seeing in him that he was powerful and you wanted to make sure that you had that power.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a trust in yourself.
Absolutely. That's I just keep coming back to that. It's trusting myself.
Okay.
And the timing thing as well, like I would endow herself with the confidence to take time to really form decisions or yeses or nos, that she didn't feel rushed, that she was able to just, it's not like she's going to miss the golden opportunity and if she didn't hurry up and do it, it would all be gone.
Right.
Be like,
yeah.
There's time here. You can just take your time.
Right. And that feeling, I sense when you say that feeling that there wasn't that time was a doubt of yourself. Was there was something that felt, I don't want to use the word desperate exactly, but, you know, kind of having to grab on to something.
Yeah, no, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's the feeling, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And probably also biologically driven at that point. Mm-hmm. I really wanted babies at that point.
Right, okay. So there was a sense of lack in yourself.
Yes.
Lack of time because you needed to have babies. Lack of, like, a confidence and a certainty that you can go out there and find the things you're looking for and manifest life on your terms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I got the guy, that guy that seemed so confident, and if I just said yes, then all of the pain of not feeling that I had, that I was adequate or equipped or had the resources would go away.
Right. So the pain of feeling like you lacked resources or that you were not adequate, right? That inadequacy and that lack in yourself motivated you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what you're coming to give now to your past self is this magical gift of trusting in yourself.
Yeah.
Of being able to find that sense of adequacy, that sense that you have time, that sense that you can create on your terms. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm writing it down. It's just, my whole body's just relaxed as you've said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also something about giving myself away as well. Because of the lack of or the inadequacy of whatever, it's like, it feels like I just throw myself away. I give myself to the situation. It's like, I have no will. I have no, it's almost like I don't have a right to have that time and that space and that trust in myself. Somehow it's, yeah, like I'm just loose, I'm just floating around and I don't have like an anchoring or a, what is it? It's like a complete disempowerment, really.
Right, because you don't have the right to make good decisions for yourself because you don't have enough options.
Yeah.
You don't have enough choices because you're without you're without the resources within yourself to yeah. make life the way you want it to be, to get your needs met, and yeah. to manifest what you truly feel inside of yourself needs to be manifested.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And because I have those inadequacies,
mm-hmm.
I need to have someone standing in front of me, between me and the world. And if they get everything right, then I'll get what I need.
Right.
So it's like if Craig's going to be strong and good, he knows how to buy a house, he knows how to, it's like, great, you go forward and then somehow I'll get what I want because you know how to be in the world.
Right.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Which puts a lot of pressure on him, because if he doesn't get it right, I don't get what I need.
Right. So let's stay with this feeling that you're lacking, right?
Yeah.
This feeling that there's something, that you're missing something inside of you that you really need.
Yeah.
And so you have to take what's given to you.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah. So let's stay with that experience of that sense of self that you had in that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you've come to visit your past self in order to make an intervention, in order to rescue her. You need to understand what's driving her so that you can really make a change.
Yeah.
So feel the source of that sense of inadequacy. Where does she feel that?
Shall I tell you where I feel that?
Yes.
So it's kind of like, it feels like my ascending colon. It feels all the kind of around that, almost ovary,
mm-hmm.
lower belly, kind of more on the right hand side. I can, yeah, that's where I'm feeling.
Okay, great. Because those lower parts of our body are where we store those deepest feelings about ourselves. So just connect with that. Connect with those parts of your body. And feel how you physically hold those feelings.
Yeah, I can feel like that whole band around my lower belly,
Right.
My sacrum, my hips, that whole area.
Yeah. And if you go into the sensation of that, can you find the words that describe how you feel about yourself? What it is that you fear.
I'm getting the word poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it feels like I don't know how this fits in, but it feels like a super sensitivity, and there's something really sort of sharp right there.
Okay.
Which Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting sort of words. I'm just getting more sensation.
Yeah. So you're getting the sensation of being hurt in the most sensitive part of yourself.
Yeah, and it's like now my right ovary is just like, wow. I think it's my ovary. It's that area of my body that's really become really obvious.
Yeah.
I feel slightly sick.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's like I want to vomit. Mm. It's like... It's almost like the effort of holding on to all of this has been tremendously exhausting.
Yes.
But to let it go feels scary.
Yes. Yeah. I understand that. I understand that it feels scary to let it go. But your story can't protect you in the way that you think it can. What you can do is you can make incredible changes in your capacity to live life on your terms by confronting this deep wound that has told you, that has informed you that you're not adequate, that you're lacking.
Yeah.
Right?
I just feel like I could puke and puke and puke.
Yeah, that's good because there's all this stuff in there that makes you so sick, right? And you've been holding on to it for a long time.
Yep. My mouth's even salivating like it does when you vomit.
Oh, good. Well, if you need to spit stuff out, just get some tissues or a towel or something.
I kind of feel hesitant to go where this needs to go while I'm talking to you. Because I know it's going to go to everyone else, and then I don't just feel like raging now.
Well, what we can do is we can just simply, I can cut this part and then get to the later part, if you know what I mean. I can edit it out. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've got a bit more of that in me.
Well, you've done a great job getting that out.
Thanks. The cats run away. Everything's like... Oh, yeah. Oh, it's such a body experience, right? Like, the whole thing, such a body experience for me. And it's interesting because I remember looking back at the very beginning of my relationship with Craig. I used to get this, when I stood beside him, I get a kind of searing feeling, like my body wanted to move away.
Uh-huh.
And I remember having lots of body sensations that were just, I guess now looking back on it, just indicative of the fact that my body was just not wanting to be near his body, you mm-hmm. know?
Right. So, if you walk towards your past self, just as she's yeah. about to make that decision,
mm-hmm.
you have with you a tool bag, and it's a magical tool bag. It's just full of extraordinary, magical tools. Magical powers, magical objects. You understand why she's going to say yes, but you're going to give her the gift of saying no, of having whatever it takes to say no, or to say, I'm going to think about that.
Mm.
Okay? So just... go right up to her and look at her and reach into your tool bag.
Yeah.
What do you pull out of the bag?
Well, the first thing I see is that I suspend time.
Uh-huh, right.
So it's just her and I.
Yep, so you have a time suspender in your tool bag that you pull out.
Yeah, and then I just take her,
because mm-hmm.
everything stopped, and we're on a take her, it's like a magical rug,
yeah.
and I take her out of the situation, and we go somewhere really beautiful together.
Uh-huh.
And I just let her know how beautiful she is, and how in this moment, it's an important moment to really trust and think, and... let it feel soft, like there's a softness around us. I'm just really creating a softness and a sense of contentment and a timelessness, and letting her know that she can just really take her time to make this big decision, that she can trust what's in herself and that there's no pressure on her.
Right.
It's kind of like I just move everything out of her and off her that makes her feel like she has to make that instantaneous decision. She just, it's like I inject her with spaciousness within herself.
Spaciousness. So you also have some magical object in your tool bag that creates spaciousness within her, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, so she has spaciousness and softness and I remind her of her intelligence on all the different levels that she has it on, body, mental, spiritual, and to really take time with that intelligence to really work out what the right thing to do is, trusting herself. And I tap her with a magic wand and she's full of her own self-trust and acceptance and wisdom. That all those aspects of her become, the colours of those aspects become much brighter and more beautiful.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I love her. I hold her. I touch. here. I let her know that everything's okay, just the way it is. It's perfect, just the way it is, that she doesn't have to do anything in order to make herself better, that she just is perfect the way she is. So lots of touch and love, gentleness. So that she just feels full and overflowing with those qualities that I reminded her of.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And then we just sit together and we just feel and breathe and take our time together.
Yes.
And then eventually, when she's ready, she says she's ready, I just take her back down to the earth.
Yeah.
And into that situation with Craig standing beside her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that was amazing. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to really work with that imagery and that experience that you had with your magical powers and with that time you spent with her. And I'd like you to write about it or paint it, whatever it takes to really engage deeply with that.
Yeah.
So the thing is that the reason I do this, to go back in time like that, is because those moments in time are important to us for a reason. Obviously, the past is the past, in that you can't change what happened. However, this strong feeling of regret or discontent about certain key moments like that are a real indication that there's something that was not accomplished within yourself at that time.
Yeah.
That's relevant and like really desperately needed in the present.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right? So what the person you needed her to be at that time, that you were just able, you were able to show her the way, you were able to find the way to bring her to the person she needed to be. And that person is the person you need to be right now.
Right. Okay, wow.
That's why it's important. Mm-hmm. So you just found the way. You accessed it.
It doesn't feel so hard now that we've done all of that. And I've gotten clearer about, those things in myself that I need now.
Right. So you moved deep emotion, you connected with the source of the wound, and then you accessed your greater wisdom and your heart. You access your higher powers to find the way into the person that you're needing to become.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, Naomi, I'm just thinking I have another big decision to make at the moment, and I feel so time pressured to make it. But actually, I don't have time pressure to make it. That's just what I'm creating in myself. So it's like, it's okay.
Yeah, because now you know that that feeling of pressure comes from that wound of inadequacy.
Yeah, wow, that's really cool. Yeah.
So a couple of things for you that are so important is, one, you moved some really deep feelings, so you need to metabolize that.
Yeah.
Right? That needs to be digested by all by your cells. It needs to go deep, deep, deep through your system. So you don't want to spend a lot of time thinking it through.
Yeah.
Because that you can't digest it that way.
Okay.
So you need to get into into your physical self to digest, which means that you need to move yourself away from your mind and do some physical activity.
Okay.
In order to digest that, or even just simply to be doing things today that where you're engaging the experience of it, rather than letting yourself dwell in your thoughts. So even if you need to go clean the house, you feel what it feels like, to feel the water on your hands or whatever it is. You get really sensory about it.
Okay.
Then the other thing is that you figured some things out that were really came from a deep source of wisdom. And so that part where you took your tool, you took the time suspender and then the magic carpet and that, all those, you need to identify all of those tools. There was the softness and the spaciousness, and you need to engage with those images and those sensory, so whether that is something that you want to turn into a dance or a song or write about it or paint it, you really want to explore it on that level of the imageries, the symbols, rather than taking it into your mind.
Okay.
And thinking, what does that mean and how do I apply that and all of that? Because that will take you away from the wisdom of it. The wisdom is in the imagery.
Okay. Might be a good day to go and get in my studio.
Yes. So incredible work, and I look forward, after you've been with all that for a while, to hear what comes out of that for you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Naomi.
You're welcome.
That was really, I don't know, it's still happening.
Yeah, so stay with it.
Yeah, okay.
Stay with it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
If you need anything, just let me know.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
I see you.